Central Florida has the largest concentration of bald eagles in the continental United States, and Central Florida was in the direct path of three hurricanes earlier this year. As part of our series on the long-term impacts of this year's hurricanes, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on how America's national bird weathered the storms.
This is Paige. She's a permanent resident at the Audubon Center for Birds of Prey outside of Orlando, and she's a very territorial bald eagle. Actually, that's not really fair. Every bald eagle is territorial.
They fight with their feet, and they just fly up and womp on each other.
Linda White coordinates Audubon's Eagle Watch program.
They'll just knock each other right out of the air. They'll also lock talons, and they'll cartwheel through the air and hit the ground. They're so intent on killing each other that they don't pay any attention to what they're doing.
Central Florida's injured bald eagles come here, and ever since the spate of hurricanes, there have been more than usual.
Okay, come on.
Eagle number 653 arrived at the center just last night. The temporary residents don't get names.
We consider that bad luck. They just have a number.
653 has a gouge in her back, and her feet look as though they had a high-speed encounter with asphalt.
That's from tussling with that other bird. Ooh, both of them. You got some serious road rash there, kid.
There's a downside to the dense eagle population in Central Florida. It means that almost every available nesting territory is occupied. Dr. Mark Krause is deputy director of Audubon of Florida.
We've run into a problem where the human encroachment has eliminated a tremendous amount of habitat. And so now when a nest is lost, the eagles have fewer choices as to where they can rebuild that nest.
If they decide to try a new area, chances are they'll find another nesting pair that's already been there for years. And that's when the territory fights occur. It's not yet clear how many nesting areas were demolished by the hurricanes. For 28 years, John White has been tracking Central Florida's eagles as a wildlife biologist at the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
We've never had an event, a natural event, that affected so many eagle nests in the state of Florida.
White says just after the last storm passed, he took a map of Florida's eagle nests and superimposed a chart that showed the paths of the storms where winds were higher than 50 miles an hour.
Those numbers ended up being approximately 75% of the entire state active nests could have been impacted from the storm.
That's a worst-case scenario. Just because a storm affected a nest, it doesn't mean the whole nesting area was destroyed. In some cases, nests were simply knocked out of trees. In other instances, a tree blew over, but there was another suitable nesting tree close by. White won't have a complete picture until he's able to start doing aerial surveys in January. For now, he's walking. And there is some good news.
Pretty impressive nest. See it straight through there, backside the pasture?
It's in the top of a pine tree, and it's brand new.
This nest was totally blown out of the tree completely, but the tree was not damaged, and the birds came back within 2 or 3 weeks after the storm, and in a matter of 2 weeks or so rebuilt this nest completely.
Now White believes the birds are huddled in their new nest, sitting on newly laid eggs, and he hopes that next year, they'll be rearing a new generation of eagles. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.